This is the rundown with Rubio for Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. Joey B's administration, I told you this was going to happen like 3 weeks ago, has abandoned plans to ban menthol cigarettes. Yeah, no kidding. Menthol cigarettes are just the cigarettes are a little bit more minty flavored, I guess. And they are, for some reason, black people tend to like them. And I said, hey, this is not going to go through. Why would you want to piss off a whole people that can vote for you? And it turns out he's citing feedback from civil rights groups and criminal justice leaders. I don't know about that, man. Just say it was a stupid decision. I don't care. Why would you ban them anyway? It made no sense. There are winners and losers in life. Five middle school girls refused to compete against a biological male in a junior high track meet. They walk in, they're shot putters. They go into the ring. They just walk right out. They said, we're protesting, blah, blah, blah. Okay, good for you guys. And now they've been banned from future competitions. What the hell are you talking about? So until they admit that this dude is not a dude this dude is not a girl, they are banned from future competitions. They have already started suing them. I hope they win millions and millions of dollars because this is so stupid, it's unbelievable. Accept and embrace. Oh, good God. As you can see from the picture, the new pride flag is out. And it now includes an umbrella to represent sex workers. Okay, so sex workers, you're represented on this new pride flag. And a purple circle is surrounded by yellow circles representing the intersex community. What the hell's the intersex community? At this point, I think they're just kind of throwing things on there just to kind of mock us and see exactly how far we'll let it go. Because the flag looks like an abstract painting from a rainbow and it just exploded. And just like, imagine someone who's not an artist got a box of crayons, just like, do this, do that, throw an umbrella there, do this. So at this point, I don't know if they're mocking us or they're mocking themselves. It's really dumb. Working hard is not enough. Oh, Governor Newsom. He put out a post because California is getting its own $1 coin. And he says, hey, what do you think we should put on the $1 coin to represent California? Oh, my God. The comments are absolutely brutal. They've got hobos, drug dealers, crap on the sidewalk, people with masks, all this stuff, just vagrants all over. You can see the pictures on it. But read the room, man. Read the room. Word around town is this guy's got no shot at being president, which is fantastic. Confidence is the key. Dave and Buster's, you know what Dave and Buster's is like a Chuck E. Cheese for adults. You go in, you spend $50 and you play these video games and have some beer and pizza, do what you got to do. They are now allowing customers to bet on certain arcade games like Papa Shot, that's a little basketball one, and Skee Ball. So now you can just press a little button and boom, I'm going to bet you $5, I'm going to beat you. Good for you. I mean, I guess you could just do it on Venmo. I bet you $5 on Venmo that I'm going to do it. But confidence is the key. Dave and Buster's, you think you got it? Good for you. I like that. If you have any questions, you can email rubio@therubiomethod.com.
Hey, so what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy. You could be creative. So, I like One Shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and meet new people from all over the country.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.